Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. This is an awesome day to be alive. We're glad to be here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends. Today is Monday. It is the 24th day of February 2020, and the Lord has been so good to us. He's been so wonderful to get us through these days that we are in right now. There is nothing better than knowing God and just to know that He is the one and only wise God and know that we are part of His kingdom is so beautiful. And so we're glad today for everyone who has joined us. We're thankful for those who will join us later. We're glad for those who have joined us in the past, those who will come to join us in the future. We are just grateful that we come together and we're in one accord as the Lord gives us word and He gives us songs. We make melody here. We give our testimonies, and we're just glad that you're here and that you're taking a part of this and you're getting your deliverance. And we thank God for the prayers, the fervent and effectual prayers of a righteous man that availeth much. And we know that we have to keep our prayers going, because without prayer, I don't know where we would be. I'm grateful for my mom and dad who had us in a Christian home, who taught us the way to go. And everybody does not have the same testimony, but my testimony is that they taught us about prayer. They taught us about God, and they had us in church. And many of us strayed. I strayed myself, and I was 25 years old when I finally came to Jesus Christ. And then I was a backslider very soon after that, and I was gone for 15 years. And at the age of 40, I returned to the kingdom, to the fold, and I was a prodigal daughter out there just struggling with sin and doing all kinds of crazy things. And I'm just so grateful for what the Lord did and being patient with me. That's one reason why we pray. We pray so that those who are out there struggling in their sin will come to Jesus Christ. We have family members who don't know Jesus as their Savior. They've heard about Jesus. They know about Him. They know that He exists and that God is there, but many of them just have not receive Jesus as Lord and King, as Savior. So we have to keep the prayers going, praying for our families and friends and neighbors and enemies and all those who we don't know. We keep those prayers going because they make a difference. They're making a difference in what God is doing in this world. And so we also know that there is much turmoil going on in the world today. But we as a body of Christ will continue to pray and believe that God will help us to be protected even when the crazy things that are going on seem like they may affect us negatively. But we thank the Lord that He puts a shield around us and that He builds a fence around us and that we can just trust Him to help us to make it to the end and not become faint and lose heart. But we will stay faithful to the cause of Christ, and we will stay faithful in His word. You know, as we study the word, we know that the word will make us stronger in Him and help us to overcome the enemy. And we begin to speak the word of God and tell others about Jesus and His love, and that helps us to be strengthened also. When you're teaching or sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ, that is just something coming out of your mouth, and it just helps to improve your your relationship with our God, because God is glad when we're sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. He's glad when we're telling others about Him and His love, because God is love. Yes, many people are out there don't know what love is all about. They don't know that they can be loved, that they are loved, and that they can be delivered and they can be set free, and they can have a life of holiness and righteousness, and they too can have the peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. So we thank God today for the joy of the Lord being our strength. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, we just pray today, Father, thanking You for You being our God. We're glad, Lord, that You're everywhere. You see all things. All power is in Your hands, and the world is ruled at Your command. You rule and You super rule, oh God. So we thank You, Lord, today for Your leadership in our lives, because we know that You are a theocracy, oh God, that You're the one and only wise God. You're the God of the universe, the all-coming King. And I say the King of all glory has come in, the King strong and mighty. We thank You that You are the one who watches over us, and You let us sleep in the very image of death, but we wake up, Lord, refreshed and renewed and ready to go and do your bidding. Hallelujah. Jesus, each and every day as we wake up, we just give you praise, Lord. We give you honor. We just shout and dance before you, Lord, because you are so awesome, Lord. And we're glad that you sing over us with joy. Hallelujah. And you sit in the heavens and you laugh at the devil because we know that you know his day is coming, that he will not be the ruler of any of thing that is out there, Father. We know that he's the prince of the power of the air, but he will not ultimately overcome us because we are in you and you are in us, and we're grateful for that. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and we say, Holy Ghost, have your way today. Lead us and guide us even in our prayers today, oh God. We just thank you for doing that this morning. We know it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So Spirit of the living God, fall fresh today. Spirit of the living God, increase our faith in you, God. My God, we know, Father, today that there are things that come into our lives that we know the enemy is trying to cause us to fall, but we thank you, Lord, today that we have power to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us, oh God. So we thank you, Jesus, for what you did on the cross. We thank you for what you're doing right now. You're sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, and you're interceding on our behalf. We thank you, Jesus, that you have called us friend. You're a friend who's closer than a brother. We thank you, Jesus, that you are the good shepherd. And as your sheep, we know your voice, and a stranger we will not follow. You are Emmanuel, God with us. Hallelujah. Jesus, Marco, La Sheta, Makoda, De Sheta, Makita. My God, my God, my God. We thank you, Father, today that Jesus just came to this earth. Yes, he did. My Lord, my Lord. He did miracles. He did many things while he was here. He opened up the blinded eyes. He unstopped the deaf ears. He caused those who were lame to begin to walk again. Hallelujah, Jesus. He fed many people. Hallelujah. Thank you today that you're feeding us with your word. My Jesus, my Jesus. And even as we come together, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for just two are better than one, oh God, and a threefold cord is not easily broken. We know that one can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to fight, God. My Jesus. And so there are more than two of us here today, God. And so there are many things that are being put to flight as we're in agreement with your word, oh God, as we see the word of God manifest in our lives, oh God. We are grateful, Lord, today because we have come boldly to your throne of grace, seeking your help in the time of need, oh God. And we know, Father, today if we ask anything according to your will, we know that you hear us, oh God. And if we know that you hear us, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of you, God. My Jesus, my Jesus. Thank you, Father, today that as we come before you, oh God, as we come to your throne of grace, God, if any of us here, oh God, has any ought against anybody, oh God, that we will get it straight. We will put our gifts on the altar, Lord. We will go back and ask for forgiveness or forgive those who have hurt us, oh God, so that our prayers will not be hindered, oh God. We know that vengeance belongs to you, God, and you shall repay, oh God. So we will not hold grudges, oh God. We will not hold things against anybody, God, but we will come with a pure heart and clean hands, oh God, so that we can get stronger and stronger in you, God. My Jesus, my Jesus. My Lord, we pray for the families today, oh God, and thank you for delivering the families, oh God, and bringing peace in the homes today, God. In the name of Jesus, there are so many families out there who are in disarray, God. The husbands are fighting the wives and vice versa, Lord. We pray for the peace of God to come into the homes today, Father. In the name of Jesus, I bind up all the bickering and the fighting, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray, Father, today that the husband will love the wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that, Lord. And the wife will be submitted to her husband, oh God. They will submit one to another, oh God. The father will not antagonize the children, oh God. And the children will be obedient to the parents, oh God, because this is right in your sight, God. And there's a blessing in that, Lord. They will live long upon this earth, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, for even the little bitty children, oh God, who are being very disrespectful, Lord, that they will be taught of you, God, and great will be their peace, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, I pray for peace in the marriages today, oh God. There are so many marriages, oh God, that are on the rocks, Lord. So many marriages that are just going down the drain, God. I lose the spirit of peace, Lord. I lose the spirit of reconciliation, Father. There's a need to reconcile today, this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Some people went to bed just mean and evil last night. They had hatred in their hearts, God. I pray that they will no longer do that, oh God. They will not let the sun go down on their wrath anymore, God. That is your word, Father. Thank you, Father, today for the deliverance, oh God. Thank you for healing, oh God. Thank you, Lord, today for peace. My God, we lose peace today. If you're out there and you hear my voice, begin to pray for the spirit of peace to come into the homes today. Jesus, you are the Prince of Peace. And even when you were out there on the ship and you were laying in the bottom of the boat and they called you, you came up and you said, peace. Be still to the wind and the waves, and they were still right then and there. So we thank you, Lord, today that we speak right now. We say, peace be still in the name of Jesus. My God, we believe, oh God, that there will be peace that surpasses all understanding. People will not really understand why there is peace in somebody's life because you are there, God. Yes, Lord. And Lord, some of these children, they are just so disrespectful. They're out of control, God. Some of them are so depressed, oh God. Some of them are just feeling like they don't even want to live anymore. We bind up the demon of suicide this morning in the name of Jesus. That demon of Cain, oh God, that Cain spirit, oh God, that demon of murder, God. My God, I decree that they shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living in the name of Jesus. My God, we pray, Father, today that these children, these teenagers, and some of them have not even come into their teen years, oh God. They're depressed because they live in an environment that is so unnatural, God, so ungodly, Father. So we pray, Father, today that people will come to you, God. They will come and ask, what must I do to be saved, oh God? The young ones, oh God, the old ones, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God, these sisters who are against one another, oh God, the brothers and the sisters who are fighting against each other, God, I pray for peace right now in the name of Jesus. My God, I lose the spirit of peace today, and I bind up the spirit of cantankerousness and evilness in the heart today, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. There are those who have been holding grudges for many, many years, oh God. They need to be delivered today, God. So I pray for deliverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My Jesus, my God, we thank you, Lord, today that you're bringing peace in the homes today, oh God. You're bringing peace even in the churches today, oh God. There's some churches, oh God, who have so much disorder, oh God. We pray for that today, God, because how can people come and be healed and delivered, oh God, if there's chaos in the church, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We praise you, God, today for the peace of God that's is coming right now in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, today that the peace of God will begin to rule in the hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that people will begin to seek peace and pursue it, oh God, in the name of Jesus, according to your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we will follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We said in your word, oh God, it said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. So those of us, oh God, who are able to help those who don't have the peace, Lord. Lord, help us to pray, Lord. Help us to say a kind word, oh God. Help us to show, oh God, how we can have the peace of God all over the place, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you will bless today, oh God. I pray, God, that you will keep, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that your face will shine upon these families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give them peace today, God. In the name of Jesus, Marco, Lashita Makita, Rashita. In the Lord God Almighty, there is peace, oh God. In the world, oh God, we know there will be tribulation, but there is peace in you, God. In the name of Jesus, Marco, Lashita Makuta. You said you would keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on thee, oh God. Oh, my God, we know because we would trust in you, Father. Lord, help us to keep our minds on you, God, in the name of Jesus, so that there will be peace, God. My God. And, Lord, just thinking about this United States of America, all across this nation, God. My Jesus, we need peace, Lord, in the courts, oh God. We need peace in the government, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, my God, let there be peace, Lord. Let there be unity, oh God. I bind up every evil and wicked demon, oh God, that has a spirit of pride, oh God. And that's part of why we don't have the peace, Lord, in this nation, God. In the name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of pride today, God, and I lose the spirit of humility, oh God. We need to be humble in this nation, Father, so that there will be peace, oh God, so that there will be some time, oh God, where people will come together, oh God, and get some things done, oh God, that will be positive for this nation, oh God, in the nation of United States of America. We pray for it right now. And Lord, there are nations around the world, oh God, who need you, oh God. They need you to come in, oh God, and bring about change, Father. Bring about some healing, oh God. So we thank you, Father, today for the deliverance that is coming across the world, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your name, God. We thank you, Lord, today that you're doing a mighty work even now, Father, as we have come together in the spirit of unity, oh God, unified with your word, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we pray and thank you, Father, today, for you are the great and awesome God who's doing the work that we are believing for right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I thank you. I say hallelujah and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're just going to pause for just a moment. And this morning, what I want to do is go ahead and get the names of those who are here. We're going to do some more praying. So if you are not able to pray individually, just say listening, and then we won't call on you to pray. But otherwise, we're calling you, and we may call on you to pray this morning. So if you'll give your name, and also if you have a testimony or a prayer request, you can give that at this time. Amen.
Good morning, Sister Linda. That's saying good morning and calling for prayer.
Okay. Good to hear your voice, Sister Linda. God bless you.
Thank you.
Good morning, Sister Jeannie, listening.
Amen.
God bless.
All right. Good to hear your voice, Sister Jeannie. God bless you.
Good morning, Lester, listening.
All right, Sister Yvonne, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you.
Good morning, Sister Kanisha. Good morning, Sister Kanisha,
all right.
Listening. I have a quick
all right, good to hear
testimony.
Your voice, yes, ma'am. Go
I'm
ahead.
In New Jersey. I'm here visiting my family. My grandmother passed away at 86 years. But to me, it was a positive thing because Granny was 86. And she lived a really long life. She had advanced Alzheimer's and dementia. And she's been called to be with the Lord. But a lot of my family I didn't talk to for years. And so when I came back home, God gave the perfect word to my family, who was the pastor. And it talked about change. And so I've been walking by faith since I've been here. I've never stayed at my aunt's house on my mother's side, which is my grandmother's oldest daughter. And I've been here ever since the funeral, which was Friday. So I just thank God, and I've been around my family that I normally stay away from. But I just feel, I'm just thanking God. I'm very thankful for the fact that, God sent his word through the eulogy, and I walked by faith, and you prayed just now about forgiveness and people holding grudges. And I realized family is all we really have, you know. And if we're dying daily and trying to grow as individuals and as, children of Christ, I truly believe that we should, give it a chance and not hold the grudges and just, forgive one another. And I know it's easier said than done, but that's what faith is all about. So I just wanted to share that testimony, and it's been great being around my family, and I can tell they miss me, and I've, you know, I've told them I'm sorry and I love you. You know, I know we don't always see eye to eye, and they all said it back, and it's just awesome. And I just wanted to share that.
Amen. Amen. Let's give God some praise for that. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God for Sister Kanisha and her family, oh God, and how you bless them, oh God. Just the reconciliation, oh God. That's what you want, Father. We pray, Father, that as they go forward, oh God, they will continue to communicate, oh God, and show love one to another, Father. We just appreciate you, God, for what you are doing even now, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. Just praise the name of God. Even using the eulogy, oh God, to bring about some change, God. Let the change continue in their life, Father. We thank you for that. Hallelujah. Thank you. God, you're awesome, awesome, awesome.
All right.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Alice Marie.
Amen. Good to hear your voice, Alice Marie. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, this is Janice. I'm asking for prayer for my mom. She's been in the hospital ever since last Wednesday. And I'm also asking prayer for myself, which I have so much pain on the side of my right shoulder blade. And I'm going to the doctor this morning. And I ask for prayer for my children and my grandkids.
Okay.
So,
mm-hmm.
Thank you so very much. Oh, and my friend Emma Jean, who open heart surgery went well, but she's still a little sore. So let's keep her in prayer. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. Thank you for being here, Sister Janice.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Lois listening, and I thank you for the prayer that went up for Pastor Banks, and he's doing well. He's home, went back for his first checkup, and he's on his way for recovery. Thank you.
Amen, amen. Let's give God praise for that testimony this morning. Thank you, Father, for Pastor Banks, Lord. You are blessing him, oh God, that even as he's recovering, Father, that he will work for his life, Lord, and also Sister Emma Jean, Lord, that open heart surgery is completed, Father, and that as she's recovering, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you're bringing into these lives, God. You're doing a great thing, God. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to your name. My God, my God. How awesome you are, oh God, and awesome you will always be, Father. Great and wonderful, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Good morning, this is Celestica, and I am listening and in agreement, but I just want to praise God and thank God for the prayers you all prayed for my children. Queen is feeling much better, and praise had her wisdom teeth pulled, and all four of them, actually, they pulled five because they found one while they were working on it, the one closer to it. So they end up pulling five teeth at the same time. And she's doing very well. And I thank God for the prayers. I know it's the prayers of the saints and for God answering the prayers. I also praise God for Abraham. He got a job. We were praying for him to get a job. So we thank God and just want God to help him that he, you know, exercise self-control. And, you know, people are people. We always don't get what we want. But these young people, they think everybody has to do things their own way. But I just want us to continue praying for him that he will have roots on this job, instead of moving away if things don't work out the way he wants, you know. So I thank God, and I'm going to go back to work. I'll be listening in agreement. Thank you.
Oh, welcome. You're welcome. Thank God for this testimony. Lord, we thank you for Queen, oh God, how you have blessed her body, Father. Thank you, Lord, today for just bringing her to a place of just healing, oh God, and also praise, oh God, all of her teeth, Lord, that were pulled out, Lord, that she's recovering, oh God. We thank you for the recovery time, oh God, and how you're blessing her, oh God. You're just helping her, oh God, her teeth will just heal properly, Father. The holes that are in her mouth, Lord, we thank you for that.
Oh,
and thank you for Abraham, Lord, how you blessed him with that job and how we are believing,
oh,
Father, that he will be stable
thank
in
you.
That job, oh God, that he will follow the protocol,
thank
oh God,
you.
And maybe give suggestions but not try to run the place, oh God. We thank you for that, Father. We just praise you, Lord, today to give him wisdom, God, wisdom for the future, Father. We just praise you in your name,
Lord.
Father. Glory to your name, God.
Yes.
You're doing a great thing, Lord. Thank you for blessing him abundantly, Father.
Ooh,
and draw them all
thank
to you, Lord. Those who do not know you in the pardon of their sins, Lord, we pray for each one that they will come to the knowledge of the truth in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, thanks.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name. Okay, anybody else whose name we have not heard or want to share something?
Yes, Pastor Darling, this is Sister Jeannie again. I just want to request prayer for myself and my family, and I want to say that I want to thank God from the time that I got sick with this arthritic condition, and which was back in 1992. I was in the hospital for quite a while, about 2.5 months, and they said that it was touch and go. And I just want to praise him because I've come a long way. I'm still battling this disease. But coming to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry, Circle of Friends every day since I met Brenda, Sister Brenda. She told me about, the ministry. And I tell you, it has done so much for me. It has lifted me every day that I tune in. And I'm here today to say that today is my birthday. And I'm so happy, and I praise God for all the things that he brought me through over the years. And I want to thank everyone from the line for the prayers constantly when I, request the prayers. And just say amen, amen, amen. I'm so happy to see a new birthday today. Thank you.
Amen. Let's give God praise for Sister Jeannie. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for Sister Jeannie and how you have blessed her down years of God. We're believing, oh God, on full healing from that arthritic condition, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise God. He has blessed her to see a birthday, oh God. Thank you, Lord, today that she's another year, God. Oh, Lord, we just pray that you bless her out of the year that you will make it to the next, God, that you will help her to see even more manifestation
you,
of your healing in her body, God.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, Maricola, Lord, we just praise your name, God. You're awesome, God. And Lord, we are just believing you, God. You're doing great things in her life, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
My Jesus, my Jesus. We praise you, praise you, praise you. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, glory to God. All right, anybody else before we get started these prayers, these extra prayers? Okay, all right, well, we're going to start off by praying. We're going to pray for Sister Linda. We're just going to give a general prayer for her health and for her finances. Sister Janice's mother is in the hospital. Sister Janice has that pain in her right shoulder. Sister Emma Jean had open heart surgery, but we believe and thank God that healing is taking place after the surgery. Sister Jeannie, we're just believing God for a complete healing for her arthritis. We're going to pray for her family. We're going to pray for Janice's family and her children and grandchildren and everybody on this prayer line. Just pray for each other's families as you're praying right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. So let us pray. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, today for the Father, how you're always healing her body, God. Father, in the name of Jesus,
I give you one of my children, the
King
Christ,
the Lord of 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 the
I'm going to pray right now for the healing power of this person and our body. We're in the name of Jesus.
You have no power. You have no
Our
Father,
in the name of Jesus Christ, we praise you, God, for the
grace that you have given us. Thank you, Lord, for this day. And heal them. In the name of America, this is all the women. I pray for everyone on this family that has a family, Lord, that has children. Especially your children, Lord. We have that cancer person that you care right now in the name of Jesus. They have all their hands. Thank you right now that you're turning things around. Thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Whatever this thing is, yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every prayer request, every daughter, husband, and her children in the name of Jesus, Pastor Wesley's children, in the name of Jesus, Jeannie, and her family, in the name of Jesus, Lord, give you the honor, praise the glory, Sister Shalaka and her family, Heavenly Father, for her daughter and her son today, Heavenly Father, we give you the honor, we give you the praise, the glory, Lord. That you're healing and delivering and turning things around for our good. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. We give you the glory, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Miracles, miracles, miracles. In the name of Jesus, miracles, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
On this prayer line, we pray for Barbara's family, God. We pray for the Jeannie family, God.
Yes, Lord. We thank you for that testimony about connection with families today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, only you can and only you will. We thank you for that miracle in that family, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you the honor, we give you the praise, Lord. That family can come together and connect, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for victory in the name of Jesus. Back, back, devil, back, back. Get your filthy hands off God's people. You have no victory. You have no power over God's people.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We praise God. We magnify your name, God, because you are great, God, and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah.
Yes,
my God. Glory, glory to your name.
By your rights, we're here.
We praise us to your name, God. For your name is great, God, and greatly to be praised. Glory, glory, glory to your name, God. How great is our God? Thank you. Yes, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. We give you the honor, we give you the praise, and we give you the glory.
Yes.
And we thank you for these miracles that we came to you in that. In Jesus' name, for healing, for deliverance, for making a way out of no way in the name of Jesus. We give you the honor, we give you the praise, and we give you the glory. For every prayer request, go forward, Lord, name by name.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus, we thank you for victory.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. By your stripes, we are healed. Yes, Lord. Thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, God. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise your name, God.
Thank you.
Well, we thank the Lord this morning for all these prayers. Thank God for the testimonies this morning. You know, the Lord tells us in his word that they overcame him, that's the enemy, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives even unto the death. And so we continue to give our testimonies because every testimony will help to
bring about change in somebody else's life, can help to increase somebody's faith, because what God has done for one, he can do it for another. He has no respect of person. And so we're grateful for what God has done and will do, and what he's doing right now. It's just beautiful what God is doing. It's just awesome that we can trust him to honor his word. You know, his word is just so rich and it's powerful. And each and every day, we just speak his word over our lives. And as you speak your word, his word over your life, you see him doing things in your life. You know, each and every morning when you wake up, just give him praise and honor. Say a prayer one for another, and we know that we shall be healed. And God is the king of the earth, of all the earth, and he's everywhere. He sees everything. And so this morning, I just thank God for, first of all, I'm just going to read the scripture of the week. I'm not going to elaborate on that today because I have something else that the Lord has given me to do. And so let me see. It's in the book of Luke chapter 18, verses 1 and 2. And it says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men are always to pray and not to faint. And verse 2 says, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. We're going to go into more details on that tomorrow. So we pray that you will be here tomorrow. But so the Lord has given me something in my spirit today, and I'm just going to read this one verse, and then we'll just go further. It says, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 15, it says, what is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. And so there are oftentimes that the Lord will just put something in my spirit to just sing in the spirit, and then he'll give me the interpretation of what I'm singing about. And so that's what is getting ready to happen right now. So those of you who may not understand, this is to give you an understanding of what God does. So hallelujah, Jesus. Mina kasheta nakula shida mina. Mina kashura maka nina nakana. E na 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 shu mera kashute. Mana kashana nakule. Mina kashuta mana nakonena. Mira kashuta manekela. Ina kashita makuli, ina kana kashata mani, ina kashura makana shera, ulma kashite reshita, ina kashete, malakala shita makire. Mana kula shita, mina kashuto makadire, e la la na na shana ni, ika na shuku, mira kashira. God is your only source, mana kula shita. God is your only source, mana kula. Trust in the Lord this morning, my koshuru. He's a dependable God, my kashi. Depend on the Lord this morning. Depend on the Lord this morning, my kola shita makira. For those hard things that seem so difficult, makashira. God is right there to deliver. Trust in the Lord this morning. Anakashiti Margoleshi Manakola Shira Idrashita Makola. He's an all-knowing God. He's an all-sufficient God. He's an all-sufficient God. Halako Shira Mako. Hey, Lashita Makola Lashita. Nida Koshida Makashita. Give it to the Lord this morning. Give your burdens to the Lord. Halakoshita Makula. He is your source. He is your source. He is your source today. Halakolita Makona. Iyashita Makala. Put your trust in the Lord this morning. Makashita Makula. Halakoshita Lashita Makulu. Hey, let us say to Makana Shati Nikita Hilanu. Ina Nanako Shita Ikina Makola, la 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 la, Shita Makola, let it is she did a Makum. Ida Koshita Makola, let it is Shita Makola, Nikila Nakai. Stop trying to do it all on your own. God is right there to deliver. Makalula. Stop trying to do it in your own strength. My God, my God, it's a sufficient one. God is your source this morning. God is your source this morning. Somebody needs to trust the Lord. Somebody needs to go ahead and give him praise right now, because the Lord is already working some things out for you. I'm not sure what it is that you're going through, but the Lord knows exactly what you're going through. And he's the one who can deliver. He's the one who sets free. He's the one who owns everything. The whole world is in his hands right now. And we know that he has put everything in place for the appropriate time, for the appointed time. And just give it to the Lord this morning. Stop the worrying this morning, because that worrying is going to cause you pain. That worrying is going to cause you to be even depressed. So we did decree this morning that the Lord is delivering. The Lord is setting you free. Just give it to the Lord this morning. That's what he wants. He wants you to trust in him with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he is directing your path. Those decisions that you've been trying to figure out what to do, the Lord this morning is saying he has it in place already. Just trust him and follow him right now, because he's the one who knows everything. Yes, he does. So trust in the Lord this morning. He's the sufficient one. He's the sufficient one. So trust him today and see him work those things out that you've been believing him for. If you've been trying to figure that thing out, and you may have put it down on paper, and then you looked at it once again, and you just still don't know what to do, just trust in the Lord this morning, because he's the one who leads and guides. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just bless your name this morning. We praise you this morning, because it's done by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. Every battle is won. Yes, it is through him. You can live, move, and have your being. So trust in the Lord and cast your cares upon him, because he truly cares for you. My God, my God. Just look at the Lord right now. Look at him and trust him. Look to the hills. Yes, look to the Lord right now. From whence cometh your help? Your help cometh from the Lord. Yes, it does, who made heaven and earth. And we're believing him to heal every situation and every circumstance. It's not just in your body, but heal those issues in your life, so that you can see further into the future where God is moving on your behalf. He's moving before you. He's going before you, and he's paving the way. He's done those things that need to be done already. So just go forward. Go forward in the Lord, I say this morning, and trust him to do what he said he would do. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today for your word, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for what you've just given us today, Father. And we're believing you, God. We're trusting you, Father, to just move things out of the way that need to be moved out of the way. We thank you that you've opened up some doors, God, that need to be opened. We're believing, oh God, that those things, oh God, that seem so difficult that we don't know exactly how they're going to work out, we know that you've already worked it out for us, oh God. So we're trusting you, Father. We're believing you, God. We're just looking forward to those things, oh God, that you've already spoken into our hearts. God has told somebody something, and you just didn't believe him, but you need to believe what he said and move forward, move up in him, and go ahead and do those things that he's designed for you to do, because it's there for you to be victorious. And even when you get your victory, you will be able to give your testimony. You'll be able to share it with somebody and even be a blessing to somebody. There's somebody out there that you're believing God to even, there's some financial breakthrough that you're believing God for. And we believe that God will bring that very soon into your life, and you will be able to share. He blesses us to bless somebody else. So as he blesses you, be ready to bless somebody else out there in the name of Jesus. We trust you, Father, to let your word manifest in our lives, Lord. So we are trusting you today, oh God, to bring about the peace of God upon each and every one of us right now in the name of Jesus. As even earlier we were speaking about peace, we were praying about peace, we're believing for that peace of God to just even manifest in your life right now, manifest in your spirit right now, because some of you have been in a place of turmoil, and God doesn't want you in that place of turmoil. He wants you to have that peace. He wants you to be at peace knowing that he is the one that you can depend on. If you can't depend on anybody else, he is saying this morning that he is your source. He is your source. You've been thinking about having somebody else to help you do some things, but God is your source. He will put the people in place at the appropriate time to help you with what you need to do. But you got to put your eyes on him and trust him. Have that tunnel vision, if you will, that you're focusing mainly on the Lord, and we know that the Lord will bring about that change in your life, that he will open up those doors for you. He's already opened some doors, and you just need to walk through those doors. Some of those doors are already open, and you have been hesitant to go through those doors, but trust the Lord this morning, because he's already done it for you, and we thank God for that this morning. So we just thank God for today, and we just praise the Lord for all that he's doing. It's just marvelous in our eyes. And before we leave this morning, I want us all to come in. Well, first of all, if there's anybody who has anything to say about what the Lord has spoken this morning, you can share something. If there's something that God has said to you, and you can speak it right now. Amen.
And I praise God. Thank you this morning. Thank you for your obedience and for God speaking through you and for everything that he reveals and speaks to our heart, that it's open and yielded to him. I know what you were singing and praising and prophesying. God was speaking directly to my heart to do not hesitate to completely trust him, because for a while I was losing heart. I was trying to do things in my own might, not even realizing how much I was trying to take on. And when you're dealing with different spiritual warfare and you are not connected with other intercessors, it could overtake you. It could wear you out if you don't stay connected. So I thank God for a refresh, and I thank God for a restoration, because he has worked things out. He is turning things in the family, and I see him pulling things together with relationships in our household. And I know that he's given me a divine assignment that I slowed down and I was doubting, but I thank God for just bringing the reminder this morning to not hesitate and walk through the door and declare the deliverance that I have had, the healing from depression that he has already done, to believe it and trust it and walk in it and stay connected and yielded to him. So thank you. Thank you, God.
Amen, amen, amen. Let's give God some praise for our sister Barbara this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just bless your name, God, for
Just giving her that revelation this morning, oh God. We know you're really sweet, Lord. For somebody, oh God, to receive, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today for blessing her and her family, oh God. So she'll walk by faith and not by sight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that. We praise you, God, for your anointing, oh God, that is destroying yokes and bondages in her home, God. In the name of Jesus, God, she walks in peace, Lord. And that she just continues to do what you called her to do, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Yes, Lord. We need to get a joy today, oh God, because the joy of the Lord is our strength, and we joy with our water from the wells of salvation. God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. My God, I thank you, Lord, today for the peace, oh God, in her life, Lord. God, all of us, God, all of our family members, God, and every God,
God,
we praise your name, God. We glorify
your name. Yes, God, we give you all glory for it right now, God. God, thank you for endowing us with your strength, God. Thank you for the grace and the strength, God.
Many more. Thank you so much. God bless everyone.
Amen. All right, so if you want us to sing for your birthday, you need to let us know if we don't know it. All right, so we thank God for today, and I decree that we shall have a beautiful day today and that we walk in the newness of life and that we walk in victory. We will go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. And that's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. In Jesus' name, yeah. I decree that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. Come back tomorrow. We will be here once again. Let somebody know what we're doing and invite them to come to the line so that they too can go out and continue to bless the Lord in all that he's doing. Amen. I love each and every one of you. Have a good day. Amen.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled A-R-D-L-E-Y. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.